Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You are tuned in to the Married at First Sight after show. So Dave challenges Bobby's relationship. Mia walks out on Tristan again. And we find out that Broken Bow is a real place on Earth. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
These people got me questioning.
Just put your hand over your heart and calm yourself.
Doing it. I'm feeling calm.
This was your part, girl.
Come on. We were waiting.
I told you. I didn't know the lyrics 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
You could have done like a little bit.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was being calm.
You had the hand on the heart.
She told me to be calm.
Right.
So I did it.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. Married at First Sight after show. You know we in here having a good time in the studio. Moving our shoulders and stuff. I had this energy drink, so I'm like really like going right now. I can't even stay still if I wanted to. It's your boy Lim Gonzalez, and with me, you know, I got my usual goons with me. Less one goon, but we still got two goons left. Next to me, she's normally right here with me, but she's on the other side of the pond right now. Felicia Michelle's in the building.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Felicia Michelle here.
Hey.
And,
you know.
Wait, that wasn't gangsta. No. Felicia Michelle here.
Oh, there you go. With the ripped out Metallica shirt. Like, yeah. Real gangster. Yeah. And of course, you know, our resident dance extraordinaire. She was supposed to give us some hip-hop rhythms earlier, but, you know, she had the heart in her chest. Shannon O'Connor's in the building.
Hey, everybody. I'm Shannon O'Connor, and I'm so excited and happy. We're just giggling all night, guys. It's just, I hope you can giggle with us. It's so good.
Oh, giggle with us. Yeah. What's going on in the live chat? Is people's popping off?
Of course, already. So, you guys, first off, we're so sorry. We are, because the show's 90 minutes now, we're 30 minutes behind. So, they got it popping long before we got there. But someone liked our song, but they said, "We know where the love is not." That was some Libra on the go. Yeah. Ooh.
Then you caught what we were doing there.
Yeah, they caught it.
They're smart.
Our fans are very smart, fans of the show.
For sure.
So let's dive into it. We see, first of all, what was your take on this episode as a whole? We're getting down to the wire. Obviously, we're like a week outside of decision day. Everybody, kind of the theme, everybody's kind of planning, you know, what they're going to do. Their thoughts are brewing. But what was your take on the episode?
I thought it was boring. I didn't say that the last episode, but this one I really, it kind of just.
This one was boring.
This one specifically was just, it just dragged out the conversations they were having with their family members or friends. It just seemed really repetitive, like things we've heard before. And the juicy stuff that I was waiting to happen of the mini moon didn't happen. So it was just kind of a meh episode for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a dub. Like, there were so many things that I wasn't, that was focused on that had nothing to do with the relationships and the evolution of their relationship. Like, we're towards the end. Like, it's time to turn up, not turn down. Don't give me 30 more minutes of a show that does not contribute in a positive way. Because all I can think about is 30 minutes that takes me to do my laundry. I could have washed a thing of clothes. I'm not serious.
Right.
Like, 30 minutes to take a nap. Like, 30 minutes that I could have done something else with my day besides watch. Sorry.
Oh.
It was just super boring. The extra 30 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
It was not necessary.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you guys say. I was literally watching. That's why I had to get the energy drink. Hence why I'm hyped now.
You had to stand up.
I did have to stand
up.
I did have to do that because it was a snoozer. And I feel like Felicia said, why would give you 30 minutes more of extended boringness? Like, why would you do that to us? And I guess it's getting down the wire. I don't know if they have all this footage that they want to like interject, but it's like, why would like. Give us the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you could have done that in an hour. You could have condensed that to an hour. I mean, the hot buttons, you know, obviously, you know, Mia leaving Tristan, that was a hot button. But you didn't need to show everybody driving to their destination. No. You didn't need to show like everybody talking to their, you know, their families. Like it just, there was nothing really that came out that was like, oh gosh, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah. I think it's because we haven't learned anything new about the couples.
There we go.
It's the same issues that they have that we've known about for the past two or three episodes now.
Right.
Yeah.
No, exactly. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. I share that same sentiment. I did like one highlight though for me. Was which they kind of hyped it up, of course. It didn't really turn out like I thought, but when, and I mentioned it at the opening, when we see Dave kind of challenge Bobby a little bit,
yeah,
like, you know, come on, man, like, I know you got problems, like, what's going on, bud?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, excuse me, no, there's not any problems,
it's like
moving on.
I think Dave just wants to share the like the things he's going with somebody else, you know,
but and, that's the wrong
Bobby
dude.
Just squashed it, he's like.
They're like Tonka Truck and Tonka Trunk Jr. Yeah. Like, that whole scene was just so boring with them. Yeah. Like, and I was so dead because I thought about last week, and I can't remember who said it. I think it was Thelmy. I think Thelmy said that they don't like they season their food. And then when he was like, oh, this taco is spicy. And I was like, yeah, because you eat that unseasoned duck that you keep in your freezer.
Right.
Like, y'all are so dry and bland that even your food choices are dry and bland. Tacos are supposed to be spicy.
Thank you.
I don't like spice.
If you're gonna get, if you're gonna go to like a Mexican place,
yeah,
you can expect that the food's gonna be spicy.
Spicy. Yeah. That's just what it
is. It's cultural,
but
y'all.
I get mild salsa.
I don't know, but Bobby needs the kids meal.
There's still gonna be an element of spice.
Yeah,
Bobby
yeah.
needs the kids meal. They just give you nachos with the cheese on it.
Right, there you go.
They're gonna spice it up in Ovo.
Not queso. No. It's just melted cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. Right, it's not queso.
Maybe some beans on the side.
Not even cheddar Jack. You know?
No, cheddar Jack.
No.
Monterey Jack is
Monterey.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
It's gonna be spicy.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if this conversation or Danielle and Bobby are cheesier.
S'mores?
I'm not sure.
Sharper. No, it's just shit.
Okay, I'm fine. I think that maybe it's with Bobby is that he's super defensive about everything because we already see that he likes to be competitive. He likes to be number one. And I think that they get this sense, this air about them that our relationship is not struggling. Our relationship is just fine and wonderful. And like they just get this regalness about them in their head. And so when anyone challenges that, it's a problem.
Absolutely.
But do you think their privacy is coming off as regalness? Because really, maybe they just have talked about it before and they want to keep that private. So do you think that could potentially come off as them being, we're better than you because we're choosing to be private?
It's just that no person is that perfect.
Right.
Yeah, and no relationship is that perfect.
Yeah.
Like, even if someone said, like, man, like, we haven't seen them disagree about who takes out trash or who does anything.
Yeah.
Like, just small things that are in normal relationships. Not even, like, it's a bro problem. It's just that this is something that we have to come to a resolution on. We haven't even seen them do that.
Yeah.
Everything is just super agreeable, super boring. And it's like, hey, if you guys watch After Buzz, you should watch Marriage Bootcamp. I do that every Sunday at 5 o'clock. Yes, that was a shameless plug in here, and there it is. But on Marriage Bootcamp, there's a couple there, Chris and Denise Desiree, and they're from The Bachelor, and they never argue. And one of the things that the therapist said to them is you're going to have a pass the salt moment. And that moment comes when you don't argue, you don't fight, and then all of a sudden, one day, boom, it just erupts because you've held it in for so long. When honey's, oh, honey, can you pass me the salt? And then it's, boom, I got something to pass you, you know, like something like you're going to go off and go crazy because you've, you know, repressed your feelings for such a long time.
Well, one of the things I think is the issue with Bobby and Danielle, and I want to say it's more on the side of Danielle. Danielle is not very forthcoming. She's not very open. And we've kind of mentioned this before. Even the experts, like in talking to them, that, you know, that's kind of come up. And Danielle's kind of go-to when challenged with that is like, oh, that's just not my character. Mm-hmm. Or that's just not how I am. It's like, instead of talking like how she wrote him a note. Mm-hmm. But doing that, obviously, also what that does is that allows you to not have any conflict. Because if you're not talking or you're not kind of coming up with things or discussing things, you're you're not going to ever have any type of moment that way. So it's almost like indirectly she's avoiding it. Mm-hmm. I think Bobby is down to have, you know, some of these conversations and kind of dig deeper. But whenever they have the activities and they want them to dig deep, because that's what those are for, she's like, oh, I don't know what to say, or I don't know what to do. Okay, are you done? Like, right. And that, I think, is the way that's avoided, but I don't think that's healthy.
Right.
And I think also the fact, and again, we know that this is 7 weeks. Let's keep it mm-hmm. in perspective. Also, these people came together, strangers. You know, Bobby is free to say, I love you. And we see that she's not. And I think that's another, not to say that the fact that she's not there is bad, but I think it also adds to her persona, the way mm-hmm. she's acting, the way she kind of presents herself. She's just like, oh, I'm not really in touch with my emotions. And you could tell she's not an emotional person. And I think that's why they haven't come to that. Whereas everyone else is kind of putting their emotions out there. They're putting their, like, here I am. You know, here's what it is, Dave and Amber, Tristan and Mia, even though it sometimes has negative results, at least they're getting it out mm-hmm. and they're talking about themselves, whereas Bobby and Danielle are just surface. And so if you're just going to be surface, yeah, there's not going to be any issues.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is they do say our communication is great. We have awesome communication. But then he still says he doesn't know where she stands exactly. with him. He's exactly. like, I don't know if she is in love with me right. as much as I'm in love with her. It's like, okay, then you're clearly not communicating your feelings as well as you think you are. So right. it's just, that's a very interesting dynamic also.
I think it's also the picture. I think whenever someone who has never been married before, I believe when they get married, they have an idea of what they believe marriage mm-hmm. is,
yeah.
whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah, everyone does.
They have an idea. They're yeah. like, okay, this is what I think based mm-hmm. on my parents or based on my friends or whatever. Right. And so I think that their vision of marriage is a certain way. And I think that they're trying to play into that. And by doing that, they've kind of fit into these almost molds. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if I fit into this mold, then nothing will ever happen. And I think that's what happens. And we've seen Bobby kind of challenge her in some ways with the dogs. Remember that? And he was just like, yeah, man, I'm just these dogs. Mm-hmm. I'm up at like 12 a.m. Then I'm up again at 6. And she's like, oh, really? Okay, well, I can help out some. Like, he told her that. Mm-hmm. And it was a way for him to, like, vent how he was feeling. But I think that she really does not do well, it seems, with dealing with emotions, digging deep. She's not that way. She's been very surface this whole time. Mm-hmm. And if they were talking, and we kind of said this before, like, we know there's a lot that they talk about off camera.
Yeah.
But if they were, I don't think Bobby would have said those things.
Right.
So, okay, this is the live chat is always popping, yeah. but one of the things that they said, okay, first off, I know you because you comment on other shows that we watch, and I want to thank you for watching because I'm going to say your name wrong, so correct me again because mm-hmm. you corrected me the first time. It's Sihus, child, you know who you are, and we friends, hey. Okay, so anyway, basically they were saying that these all three couples seem to be hypersensitive to their TV persona. Mm. Like, they're very cognitively aware mm-hmm. that they're in front of the television. And they also go on to say, but Bobby never tells Danielle that he doesn't know where he stands with her. And that's the problem. Like, yes. we that's know true, that. Yeah. The yes. therapist knows that. The experts know that. But we've never seen him tell her that on camera.
To her face,
maybe
yeah.
he has. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I would guess not.
I would err on the side that he hasn't as well. Because again, if he was to do that, that would present a challenge.
Right.
Not a problem. Mm-hmm. It would present a challenge, and then she would then be challenged to do something about what he said.
Yes.
Okay, but my thing is, wouldn't you rather be challenged while there are experts around, while you have this support system mm-hmm. that's in place for you to succeed, as opposed to being like, okay, everything's copacetic. On decision day, we decide to stay together, and mm-hmm. now you guys all leave our lives all of a sudden. Now we have to figure it out by ourselves.
Right.
Like, isn't it better to just put it all out there while there's someone else there to, from the outside looking in, giving you a different perspective and a professional to help you? I don't know about the pastor, though. He kind of, but
just saying. Pastor Cal
will tell everybody that they have future together. But anyway, he hasn't told anybody that God does not want this for you. Yeah. So I'm not sure about Pastor Cal.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you want to get the help while it's there for you yep. instead of just acting like it's all good because of television? Because at the end of the day, the American public, if you're in on television show in America, judges you. It doesn't matter if you are perfect. They will judge you. They will find something to not like about you. Absolutely. So you might as well be your authentic self so at least you can like you.
Right.
Instead of being fake. And I think that Danielle is hella fake. And I think that Bobby is just a mama's boy. His mom really instilled in him how to like be with a woman, like love a woman, like care for a woman. And those are lessons that he took very seriously. So in his case, I think he's being genuine and forthcoming with his emotion.
Yes.
I don't think that Danielle is. And yes, y'all, her eyebrows bother me too.
I think the thing is, I think she's, like you were mentioning before, the mold. I think she has a fear of breaking that mold of almost perfection. Maybe they both do. And so then that's why they don't bring up these serious emotional conversations, because she doesn't want to say anything wrong. She doesn't want to say anything that hurts him, because they don't want an argument to brew up. So I don't know.
What happened to good old passion? Let me tell you something. It takes the same amount of passion to love somebody as it does to hate them. So if your passion is what's driving your relationship, sometimes it's healthy to have an argument. You ever got into a fight in a relationship? Sometimes you'd be like, you was so sexy, boo, when you had said that thing all aggressively to me. You know, like that could be a benefit. Yeah. Like it's arguing is not always a bad thing, and it's not that's always going to lead to the end of your relationship.
Right. I think with Danielle, and yeah, I mean, they're young. I mean, but they're not that young, you know what I'm saying, for life experiences. And I think it could be, because I think that we are a product of how we've been raised, and our experiences that we've, done in life. And I feel like with Danielle and Bobby, especially, I hate to just pick on Danielle, but I feel like it is more on her that I think that there's, not to it's say things eyes, have been perfect.
The eyes lie. The eyes lie. That's what it is. You can't tell lies through the eyes. Right. And her eyes lie.
What was it? Someone said, like, the lighter your eyes are, the harder it is to trust you, or something like that.
I didn't say that.
I heard that on another show. Like, I think it was, was it Insecure? I think it was, was it Insecure? Anyway, I don't get off a tangent and say something like that. We'll be like, nah, Lynn, you're tripping, homie. But anyway, I think that, I think she's, I think she's a product of her environment. I think she's come up in a certain way. And I think it's, and I want to say she's even mentioned it. I think it was early on that she said that, dealing with emotions is just something I haven't had to do. And so I think because of that, she's set in her ways of that. And I think Bobby is trying his best. I mean, he's not being overly aggressive, but I think he does kind of put out there, like, when he says certain things.
Not that she asked him to pass that salt.
Yeah, well, and I think that's coming off camera. See, my prediction, not to do that so early, but I'm just throwing it out there. I believe that definitely they're going to stay together, but I think that off camera is going to be a different story. And I believe that when we see the episode after, the cameras have been gone for a while, I think we're going to hear about maybe some art. They may not tell it all the way because, again, cameras.
I'm just tired of television. The judgment. The judgment is what kills me. And that's what makes me mad, because just because you think your relationship isn't. How about this? Let me just forget. Off the show. Just because you think your life, whatever it is about your life, is in a better situation than someone else's, it's not. And that does not allow you to, even if it is on paper, it does not allow you to, or it is via social media or whatever, it does not allow you to sit in judgment of someone else's relationship. Because despite you think you're perfection, those people are trying. I think that's a lot better than being perfect, is at least they're trying. Like, I don't like Tristan and Mia. I say it 1,000 times. I don't like them together. And actually, I don't like them as individuals. I won't get on that till you're ready to talk about it. But at least they're being themselves. Clink, clink. Mia is actually more being herself than, you are.
Absolutely.
And you judge her for it.
She's been judging her the whole season. She's really good at those, like, underlying digs. When they didn't show up to the honeymoon, she had something to speak, and we didn't hear anything from anybody else.
And that was early.
She
was like,
that's what I'm saying, super early, before she even really knew her. And then she had another dig this episode, when they started, like, oh, well, Tristan threw her out. If you threw me out, I wouldn't be back.
I wonder if they watched the shows. Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if I would watch a reality show if I was on it, to be honest with you, because
watch
there's something. Watch it back. Because there's some things you don't want to see about yourself.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, I don't know if I like the way I'll make right turns. I don't know, and I don't want to see that. But I wonder if they're watching this, like, that little stinking hussy was smiling in my face, and now she's over here talking about me and my, you know, not husband, but my husband at the time. Right. You know, we, you know, we're in Amber's home, and we're supposed to be like, it's kind of weird they're doing this buddy buddy thing with them this season. Right. Like they want them to be a cast of friends,
friends,
like kind of forcing it.
Oh, big time, yeah. Forcing it. Like
I can see why they. The reason for doing it, I don't know that it necessarily
helps. It comes off really forced.
Forced. I can see the motive behind it. I believe the motive behind it is if you put people that are in the same situation together, they'll be able to feed off each other, and maybe that will give them some semblance of help, you know, camaraderie, so to speak. Because obviously, you know, in these shows past, they didn't do that. And so I think that I can see how a couple could be like, we're the only ones in this situation. So yeah. We're the only ones married at first sight. This is so hard. So
for
what
me,
do you think,
for
Shannon?
For me, it's them like stewing up some drama because
you think so?
Because the husbands are finding out things that their wives are telling them that they would have never known before. Like Dave, you know, talked to Tristan based on something that Amber told him.
Right.
And who knows if Amber would have even known that information if they didn't all hang out. Because I don't know if they all call each other all the time. It doesn't seem like they do. But that's what I think. I think it's more of a create some drama and conflict.
That's actually a good point because the whole argument that Tristan had with Mia was because of what
Amber
Mia
told Dave.
Had. Exactly.
Yeah.
And what was then told to him about him throwing her out. Exactly. So you make a great point. That could be it's adding the drama.
Yeah.
Oh, Sailor Girl for Life in the live chat says that Amber and Mia hang out, but Danielle is never with them. So I remember them saying something along the lines of Mia and Amber talking on the phone and being close. And I feel like you can see a little more closeness with them as opposed to all three of them. With Danielle. Danielle is definitely on the outskirts because she's annoying.
Danielle's a little cold, yeah.
She's annoying. she is.
Well, you just don't want to hear someone say how perfect they are all the time.
Yeah, no. Especially when you're like, I know a girl and she could do that for you. I do. I know a girl and she could do that for you.
I have a question for you too. So if you had to go, had the opportunity to hang out for an evening, with Mia or Danielle, who would you choose?
I'd probably pick Mia.
Would you pick Mia?
Yeah. Because she still says some witty things. She just seems a little more interesting than Danielle.
Okay. I kind of know what you would say.
And I would like to see what she Mia's really like. I would like to see if how she is on TV is actually how she is day to day.
See, this is the thing. Y'all, like, set me up to say this type of stuff. Because y'all know I'm crazy, and y'all set me up. Y'all know I have strong opinions about people. I don't want to hang out with either one of them. Because I feel like... No, I don't. Because I feel like hanging out with Mia would be like watching paint dry. Mm-hmm. And then hanging out with Danielle would be like me wanting to pull out every single one of my eyelashes from my eyelids. Because I would because I would be like struggling to tell her about her eyebrows. Because I really have a thing with, like... This portion of your face, I think, is really important, and it's not right. And
so you
I know
focus on anything.
I wouldn't be able to focus, and then I would be rude. I'm like, hey, do you know? I just want to tell you, like, I'll do the show, and people talk about this often about you. And if you want to keep on in the public eye, like, you should probably change this thing because it's really harsh.
Maybe that's why you should hang out with her, so you could help her with it.
I just don't know any blonde people with brown eyebrows like that. That's dark like that. Like your eyebrows are like mine, but you have blonde hair. You have Shannon's hair and my eyebrows.
You know what? Let's move on.
I'm just going to leave you guys.
So much shade. Just put all the shade over here. Lots of shade.
All right. So I got what your perspective is. Thank you so much.
Thanks for that question.
Who would you hang out with?
Oh, yeah. Who would you hang out with?
One of the gals. You can hang out with the gals.
Bobby or
Dave.
Yeah, Bobby. No, because you like Dave.
Tristan's
Bobby
gonna be
or
fun.
Tristan.
Fun.
Oh, Tristan for sure.
Yeah, that's not.
Bobby would be so.
It's not even a real choice. Like,
yeah, it's really not. Like, you know how I feel about Bobby and Danielle, like the little ones. Like, I just
the
feel
minis,
like,
yeah,
I just feel like that they like the rated G couple. Like, they're super, and that goes back to the whole like they're not digging in their real feelings. It's like they're in this puppy love teenage relationship. That's kind of what you do when you're a teenager and you're in a relationship. relationship, you don't really get to solid issues. You talk about things that are very surface level. Everything is very surface. You're hopeful for the future. Sure. Oh, yeah, I want to be with him for the rest of my life. But you just deal with surface. And you're like, everything's great. Everything's great. So it's like, come on. Like, you were strangers before you got married.
Yeah.
Like, stop fronting. Mm-hmm. Like, not saying that it can't be great. That's not what we're saying. No, it can be very great, and it should be, because if these people match you together, sure, you want it to be great. I want all these couples to survive if they want to be together. Mm-hmm. But to say, like, everything is hunky-dory, and, like, you really use those words, I think that that's a problem.
Really?
Are you doing a Bobby impression? Because that's how he talks, with his head like this. Like, he's, like,
wait, pecking at feet. Wait, so Bobby or Dave, which one would you pick?
Dave.
Okay,
Dave. A lot of people in the chat pick Dave, Mia. If they were the girls that hang out with Mia, and if they were dudes, they pick out with Dave.
Yeah, everyone in the chat.
Right? Tristan is corny.
I want to hang out with Tristan.
Luann, you're funny. Oh my gosh.
So let's talk about Dave and Amber. How did you feel about them this particular episode?
I feel like Amber's mouth always looks like this.
We're just hating on everyone. We're just clowning on everybody.
Nah, it's not hating. I just got Jones. We Jones it. Yes,
this is the Jones podcast.
If y'all want to, they could come back around in the comments and Jones on. Yeah. People talk about me on the internet all the time. So, yeah. Okay,
it's whatever. But I agree with you.
Oh my gosh.
So what is
No. Oh no.
What is
Amber, you have very pretty white teeth. That's what
I see all the bottom. I see the whole bottom.
Very pretty white teeth. But I was really sad and kind of surprised that Dave was a 5 out of 10. About their relation, about saying yes at
you were surprised.
Day. Yes, a 5 out of 10. That's like, I mean, that's like, exactly down the middle. Down I thought middle. He was a little more into it than a 5.
Yeah,
really?
I'm not surprised either.
Oh my
he's
gosh!
So, like he's,
he goes back
but
and
a
forth.
5. Oh my gosh!
He's like not. I don't want to say wish. I don't want to say he's wishy washy. I think he's either. He's like a person who's like black or white. Mm-hmm. Like gray right. area doesn't really exist, kind of for him.
I agree.
So I feel like this is a hard transitional period for him because it's just like he's
not a hard yes. So.
Yeah. So yeah. He can't say give a hard yes or a hard no. So he picks the middle of the road because that's where he's at right now.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine if Amber knew that's what he said. Holy
child, don't,
cow.
Don't, no. Don't and put that I want on a scale for Amber.
Might find
1 to
out.
10 or just 1 saying. To 7 or
she might find out, but that's I think another reason why he gave her a 7, because if you think about it, it's like just like you said, like can't give her a 10, not gonna give her a 5, so I'm gonna give her a 7 because that's a good number. It's a good solid
that is not
average
a good I'm, number in his if you line, are married
listen,
to the person that is not
I'm
a good
speaking,
number
I'm speaking
when
as
you,
him
no when you see me at, no if you we get married at first sight and you see me at the end of the aisle, it better be 10. If it's not 10, tap me on the shoulder, let me know. I'm gonna go back home and find my sweatpants. If it's not 10, I don't want to be with you. I need to be 11.
But just because
12, actually.
But just because something isn't a 10 initially doesn't mean it can't be a 10 later on. You've never met someone where you were like, oh, you're kind of but then you got to know them and you're
I'm
like,
the woman.
Dang, okay.
I'm the woman. I'm the woman. I'm supposed to be the cute one. If we're talking heteronormative relationships, I'm the woman. I'm supposed to be the cute one. He doesn't have to be that cute.
Oh.
I'm supposed
really?
To be cute.
I want my man to be cute.
Well, he's not going to be cuter than me. So if it's like if I'm 12, like you like 8 or 9,
and that's fine,
and that's perfect.
Okay,
you right where you need to be.
All right,
you can't go.
So he needs to think you're an 11,
12.
From just looking,
12,
from
12 out of 10.
Okay.
Come on, Shannon.
Shoot, sorry, 12. Sorry. I'm like an 11. No,
get it
no.
Right. Well. Do not. Okay. It's 12.
12. Well, another thing that Amber kept saying was she always wonders, do you even like me? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If you're questioning if he even likes you, this is
stop
sad.
Taking your makeup up in front of him. That is bad.
That
was
whole
funny.
Scene was hilarious. Like,
I thought it was really funny.
She really, like, he was like, okay, so tell me your routine. And she really broke it down. Like,
yes.
So I do this, and then I take this.
I think
it's
real. But,
it's real.
But
that's
not
right.
In 7 weeks of us. I guess they're married, so it's different.
But when he said, like, it's because you have all those serums on your face. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
No, I feel like this is the thing with Dave and Amber. And I feel like Amber just will not get past certain things. Mm-mm. I feel like, and she should have. Like, I understand that it's 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. 7 weeks is 7 weeks. Let's keep it all the way real.
Yeah.
And there's things that you have to grow into. But I think there's some things, like, basically. Like you said, I don't even know if he likes me. If you're 7 weeks in, and according to Dave, having sex every night, he keeps bringing that up every episode.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah. Dave, we get it. Period. Don't sound nothing but a sentence for you. Like, that's nasty. Oh, you do not have to tell us that. You weren't thinking that?
No, I wasn't.
I was thinking that, like, first off, I was thinking, like, that's kind of weird. I think I told you, like, it's not a revolving door, you guys. Like, it's... relax.
But that's also like a level of being comfortable with each other.
Well, I think there's intimacy that should happen every day in your relationship. It doesn't have to be that particular kind of intimacy.
Kind of
intimacy.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. again, like I said, it's right. not a revolving door.
Mm-hmm. Well, he makes a point of it. And he's basically, by saying that, I get it, is that he's saying on the physical side of things, there's no issue. Because hence, we're smashing every night. But the opposite end, the emotional aspect, that's the part that needs the work. And I think the fact that she keeps bringing up, like, her insecurities. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she's just an insecure person just mm-hmm. in general. You know, she's a good-looking woman. She's a career woman. She has things going for her. But she's so insecure. The fact that she keeps bringing up that, you know, she's not his, you know, type.
About not being a brunette.
Not being a brunette.
Which is crazy because we saw her video chat last episode where her sister, I was going to bring this up. Her mm-hmm. sister has dark hair naturally. I guess they all have dark hair. And
well,
I was like, wow, her sister.
She naturally is a brunette.
Yeah, I was like, wow, her sister looks really pretty. And she looks like Amber. So I'm like, oh, Amber would look great with dark hair. So... Right.
But according to her, she needs to be blonde.
Yeah.
She feels like a blonde.
Right.
So, hence she dyes her hair.
She's going to feel bald-headed because it looks like it's going to come out.
Well,
like, it's
she
good.
Brought it up. And that's why Dave was like, well, why do you keep doing that? And she was like, well, because this is how I feel. The bottom line is she's very insecure. And I feel like that is going to be the demise of their relationship.
No.
There's
you don't think so?
Things. No. The demise of the relationship is him not listening and getting to a point where he understands where those insecurities come from. So for a lot of people, it's experiences in life that provide you with certain types of insecurities about yourself, whether somebody has said something to you or maybe you were hurt in a different relationship. Mm-hmm. And that takes time in getting to know somebody. So if you know those things, like, you don't know, maybe her first boyfriend was somebody who put her down and said mean and nasty things about the way she looked or the way she mm-hmm. talked. And it really made her have a complex about herself. And if you know something like that, it leads you to a different level of patience with someone in that type of issue. It's very easy to be like dismissive of Amber, like she's insecure, she's older, so she shouldn't be so insecure. And yes, those things might be true, but you never know what happened to her or the things that she went through that made her like that. You don't know if it was her mom telling her this or when she was little. I'm not putting her mom out there or anybody else. You just don't know. And I think Dave thinks it's ridiculous and he writes it off, and there maybe is a deeper underlying issue that she needs to talk about that would be pivotal for their marriage to work. But if you always treat it as it's trivial, why should I profess, be vulnerable if you treat something like that so trivial? It's a reason it keeps coming up. It's not going to go away. Right. It's an issue. Right.
And she doesn't feel safe with him. She's made that very clear.
She feels safe enough to drop them draws every day, so I'm sorry, y'all.
But emotionally safe.
Okay, this is the thing. Do you believe?
I don't know.
Why are you starting laughing?
The way we looked at each other.
Do you feel like he is not... In those moments of insecurity that he has not given her any type of assurance whatsoever. Like, zero.
He's not very tender.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
Tender.
I agree with you, but what I'm...
And that's I'm answering your question, because he's not very tender in those moments. And
that's what she needs, it seems like.
So, but do you... Okay.
Watch, hold on. Shannon, tell me that you're having a... Tell me that you had a bad day.
Felicia, you know... Today, I had a really rough day.
Oh, I'm so sorry that you had a rough day. You totally didn't deserve that. Like, thanks. It must have really sucked. Like, is there something I do to make it better for you?
Maybe make me a cheeseburger.
With fries?
Please.
Yeah, of course. No problem. See? It's so simple, guys. Just stop being stupid and make cheeseburgers with french fries.
Okay, so what is... Okay, now reenact. What is Dave doing in that same situation?
Okay.
What do you feel like he's doing?
Oh, my gosh. I just had the worst day today, Felicia. Like, the worst.
There's people starving all over the world. Amber, you're fine. It's fine.
Dang.
That's what he's
doing? I don't know if he's that.
He's not that
dismissive.
Come on now.
Yeah. He's pretty cold.
Come, Felicia. Come on.
These examples were exaggerations. We thank you for watching our reenactments. Until next week.
I'm not saying that he couldn't be better.
That's your man's 100 grand.
No. Listen, mm-hmm. you always swear I'm defending him. I'm just, I guess I can see, and I think I've personally been in a situation where I've dated someone that was very insecure.
Say their name.
No, I won't. Yeah, don't. No, I won't.
I love getting people in trouble.
No, I won't. Don't do it.
Okay. See, Beyonce.
Listen. Stay with the task. All right. So I've dated someone that's been insecure, and there are some times that I feel like I'm a very compassionate individual. So I've been, as I've tried to empathize and sympathize with, you know, the person that I'm with because I care about them. And in this particular instance that I'm referring to, it was didn't matter. They were going to be that way regardless. And so no matter what I did to help out with the situation, to make them feel better, this is where they were. And that's why the relationship did not work. In that situation, I'm not saying that this is the same thing, but I guess I keep going back to what Dave is doing as mm-hmm. I feel like it definitely is difficult to deal with that. And I think that, yes, he's not the best equipped, but I don't think he's totally dismissive
right.
because when you're dealing with somebody and somebody keeps bringing up their insecurity, the same things mm-hmm. and keep saying it and you're saying, well, you know, that's not. I think you should think of it a different way. And then they keep doing it again,
right.
the same exact thing. After a while, it's like, well, what do you want me to do?
Nah. Especially when he's talking to somebody else and she's getting upset about it because she's a tall brunette. So there's like a point where it's like, okay, I have to walk on eggshells.
Exactly.
Like, I can't even talk to somebody. So there's a point when it's like, yes, I get it. He should be empathetic and understand where she's coming from and have that side mm-hmm. of it. But there's also a point where it's like, almost impossible mm-hmm. for him.
He thinks it's not as deep as it is, and I think that's a fatal error.
And the experts, I feel like the experts haven't
realized how
this
deep
out.
It is for her. So
yeah.
it's funny. I'm in a group chat. I'm in the live chat rather. Yolanda loves Mr. T. Who's Mr. T? Yolanda. Anyway, she says. His friend had gave him advice to see what she likes and double it, but Dave said it was cheaper to text flowers than to send them.
That was a joke.
I think that was a joke.
That was a joke.
It's jokes like that that he probably says when she's being really serious and like piss her off. Like it lets her jaw clenching even more.
I will say that, thank you for pointing that out, the lover of Mr. T. I want to say that I think his friend that was giving him this information was giving him sound advice.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he was giving him sound advice from someone being married. He's like, you got to do what you got to do to make it better.
Mm-hmm. Happy life.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I said this in my little, you know, explanation. I did say that he's not the best equipped. He's not doing the best job. I think that he could do it better, but I think Dave is someone that is very, like you said, pointed out brilliantly. He's black and white. There is no gray area, and he needs to mix some gray mm-hmm. in there. And that's what he's not able to do or really needs to learn how to do that, especially with someone like Amber.
And I think that's what's his holdup on if this marriage can work, I think,
sure.
is these insecurities she has. And that's why he's so 50-50 about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks it's so on her, even talking to the right. friend. The friend's like, well, do you think partially it's your doing, like your fault also? He's like, mm-hmm. no, it's her fault.
Dave's right. heads it's up her. His own butt because he kissed him so much.
Oh, shoot.
He just thinks he's so wonderful and perfect, and it gets on my nerves. And you guys don't want to say it. That's
no,
your buddy.
You don't care for him. So you're right?
I don't care for how he handles situations with his wife. Like, I love his sense of humor. I'm mm-hmm. very, like, my sense of humor is super dry. Like, yeah. I love that. Like, I have a lot of friends actually have that same type of mm-hmm. sense of humor. Mm-hmm. But with your wife, like, nah. Like, no.
That's not working.
It's obviously, it's not.
Well, okay.
Well, it's 50, it's 5 out of 10
5
working.
Out of 10. They did do the champagne with the twisted arms, though.
I can't stand people do that. That's so, like, who, no, really think about it. Like, who's, it was
Dave,
the first
you can't
person.
Win
a
Felicia, I'm
no, I'm just saying, like, who was the first person to be like, let's, like, see, we can lock our arms together and still drink our drink. Oh, we can. Like, somebody who was drunk, not
let's
in love.
Make it a thing.
I'm going to say it was somebody that was in love. Boom. That's what I'm going to say. Before we get out of here, let's talk really bit about our favorite couple.
The faves.
Tristan and Mia.
Oh, sarcasm.
Yeah.
Got
yeah,
it. Yeah, what? Go. Did you think he was serious? Yeah. Like, where have you been all season?
This was my line of the day when me is in the car and Tristan is mentioning they're on the way to Austin is where they were going. Mm-hmm. And so they're on the way to Austin and, you know, Tristan brings up, you know, what was said about what Mia said about, you know, kicking, you know, she was kicked out by mm-hmm. him. And so he had issue with that because he felt like, no, you left. Mm. And so, you know, of course, Mia is getting, you know, upset about the situation. Tristan is wanting to get, you know, answers. And he says, and I think he was making good points because I do feel like that Mia plays the victim and mm-hmm. I feel like she does twisting around for her benefit. But when she said that he doesn't acknowledge the sacrifices that she has made, almost fell out of my chair because I was like, wait, what?
I know I had a double take. Like, what did she say?
Yeah, so it's like there were so many different things she could have come at him for,
yes.
for what he said. Because he was saying some really, like, kind of contradicting things.
He's been nasty these last couple episodes.
He's fed up.
But there were some points that I was like, yes, you tell her. And then other times mm-hmm. I was like, ugh, what?
No, he's fed up.
Yeah, especially the part when he's like, yeah, we all have different perceptions. And then he's mm-hmm. like, but your perception is wrong. Your side of the story is wrong. And I was like, that doesn't even make sense. How she perceived it happened is her truth, mm-hmm. and that is what happened in her eyes. And it's filmed, so we can actually see the real thing, what happened. And Tristan, you kicked her out. Like, that's what happened.
I guess he's trying to say, like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is my understanding of what he's trying to say, that there was an argument that took place. She talked about leaving mm-hmm. and said she was going to leave. And then he began to pack her things up and that's how she left. So initially she's the one who initiated her leaving. And it wasn't me who packed all her stuff out and kicked her candle out the thing. So,
I know that.
Listen, so my mom watches the show. Shout out to my mom. Mm-hmm. Say hi to my mom, you guys. Hey, my mom watches, and she texts me every episode. She literally texts me and said, I don't like Tristan at all. If someone treated you like that, I would have his head on a platter.
Shoot.
So safe to say that mama's not messing with him. And I wonder how her parents are looking at this now, because it was a concern with them in the beginning. Right. About her getting married at mm-hmm. first sight, right. and they were super overprotective, and then it was kind of weird. It's weird because I don't know who is saint or sinner in that relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who's a bad guy and who's not.
At the beginning, I feel like it was Mia, and now I feel like both of them are just toxic. I feel like it's just,
I feel like he can't find a bed he could fit in. Like, damn. Right.
That's why he's grumpy. He can't get a good night's sleep.
Tried to put them hotel slippers on. I was like, come on, man. They go to the middle of your feet.
Did you guys... Like, the morning after she said, I wanted a divorce, mm-hmm. he did not seem very, I don't know, distraught about it. It's almost like he felt like it was coming, or maybe relief or something. He did not seem
very
broken up about it, though.
I felt like he, I mean, you got to think about what this dude, I mean, first of all, getting married at first sight is a challenge in of itself, right? Then you have... Everything that happened, which of all the seasons that I've seen, this has been the worst by far. like real talk.
Yeah.
Like literally trying to go to your honeymoon and then your new wife that you just married and just met is now being detained. You don't know what's going on. Then you find out, producers tell you like, oh, well, she was stalking and she stole a credit card and all of this stuff. Then she comes in and it's like, oh my gosh. And then you forgive her. Mm-hmm. And then you find out, oh wait, but you did do that stuff. She then tells you, comes clean. Then you, okay, well, let's rock some more. And then you find out the whole Tinder situation. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's rock some more. I'm not saying that I'm absolving him of perfection, because he's obviously said some things that he shouldn't have said to her. Mm-hmm. He's done some things that he shouldn't have done. But I felt like you really can't, that's tough to be in. Like, I wouldn't be able to handle that situation mm-hmm. at all. I would have probably been out, like, from jump. Mm-hmm. Because I would have been like, no, because I don't know you, so I can't trust that if this is what's happening, I can't trust that you're telling me the truth, especially after you then lie.
Yeah.
This is tragic. Like, I feel like they're only staying together for the sake of the fact that they got married at first sight, and just I feel like this relationship should have ended some weeks ago, and mm-hmm. maybe that's an involvement of production, and production has people there, I'm going to hurry and wrap up for a second, has a people come in and maybe production is influencing their decision-making process and why they should have. But it just seems like he keeps, maybe he's still trying to forgive that thing from the very beginning and still just can't get past it. But it was kind of strange. We talked about before how he just took it in and was like, oh, okay, that's fine. And we thought that was very odd. But now I think that now we're seeing the buildup with that, the past assault moment with that. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's so emotional and he's in a rage all the time because he has such pent up frustrations.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. And he's the type I could, like, the type of dude he is. He's like a sensitive type dude. Mm-hmm. So I could see how, like, he doesn't hold his emotion.
He went in with the best intentions. Oh, I really feel like he went in with the best. And as a super sweet guy, was like one of our favorites in the beginning.
Yes,
as a
person.
Right.
Not even married, just as a personality.
Exactly. He's a favorite. Exactly. Yeah. And I think this has turned his world upside down. He's trying to make some sense of it. He's trying to, I mean, and then we even see, this is the thing that gets me though. We even see, like, in the previews for the next one, like, first of all, she's gone, right? At the end of the episode, he says, like, she said she wanted a divorce. Everybody's trying to get a hold of her. She's not answering to anybody. Mm-hmm. And then we see her in the previews for next episode show up to the door. And then we see him talking like, really just like, wait a second. Come on, guys. So, I mean, I think, I agree. I think he had the best intentions. Mm-hmm. I think he's just been rocked by Mia. And I feel like that there's a lot. I feel like she is a selfish individual. I'll just say it like that. He's not perfect, but I feel like she is a selfish individual. And she does twist and manipulate things to make herself play the victim. I've been saying that since
day
one.
But karma is real. But karma is real, and karma will always come back around. Because did y'all see her nails? They were terrible. Like, I don't know what kind of nail salons y'all have in Dallas, but that's bad. Like, it's so bad. You know, you even pointed it out, so I knew it was bad.
Really?
So karma comes back around.
I didn't notice them.
We had a whole, like, side conversation about it. We were in, we were up.
It looked like the old school Lee Press-On nails. Like, where you
maybe
just
maybe they are. They're cheaper than getting them done.
Yeah, but
no, she has money for that. That's
She owns a house. Mm-hmm. So
she be all
right. Right. Yeah. So let's get into predictions. Let's do that.
Okay.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
So I predict me and Tristan are gonna make amends the next episode, and they're gonna be like, this is just another bump in our road.
Right.
Their physical relationship must be astronomical.
It's gotta
for
be
it to be dealing
something's
with
gotta be
better than yeah. I don't know if anybody's gonna be better than Dave and Amber's, because according to Dave,
wait, so hold on, wait, someone said in the group in the live chat, I can't find it now because it was so far, but they were like, Dave doesn't stop for red light.
For red lights,
yes.
Oh my gosh. You guys
I think it was Mr. Ali Wooda. I think he
That's
said that.
Funny.
You're funny.
Oh my
Even though you said bye, Felicia, to me, you still funny.
But yeah, so I think they're going to make amends. I think Dave and Amber are, I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think decision day that they're going to
Dave and Amber?
Yeah. I don't think Dave is going to say yes to stay married.
Really?
That's really... I think she's going to say yes, and he's going to say no. And Bobby and Danielle, I think she's actually going to say I love you
at the mini moon.
At the mini moon.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to say I love you.
Okay.
Should we bet on? We should bet something on that.
I don't
know. Like M&M's.
Because
so.
They're minis.
I don't think, I don't think she's going to say
it. You don't think so?
No.
I think she will.
No, I'll bet you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to bring M&M's for everybody, though. Peanut M&M's. M&M's.
Okay. Peanut M&M's.
All right, you're up, Felicia.
Right. Oh, okay. I was excited about the M&M's. Next week, I would say I'm not really looking forward to the episode next week because I can't imagine what more we're going to see. I think it's just kind of like the same thing we're going to see. Mm-hmm. The couples are in their last week of being together, so I don't think any of them are rocking the boat with anything. I hope to see more of Bobby kind of speaking up for himself and to see him outside of his school uniform clothes.
He just likes polos.
You're not golfing. Why do you have on khakis and
Texas,
a golf
Everyone's
shirt?
Wearing khakis and polos.
And you comb your hair straight back.
I can't with
you are a uniform regulation rated.
Felicia
go.
Is on her game
yeah, she
today.
Is.
I just drank apple
she
juice.
She had her clown suit zipped up all the way. Her clown suit is all the way zipped up. Bow tie, everything. Yeah, so I agree with all of your predictions, with the exception of the yes, mm-hmm. the love thing. Okay. I do hope Bobby does stand up for himself. I do want to see him, you know, kind of challenge Danielle and then kind of see her reaction of that and just, you know, press her a little bit on some serious things.
Yeah, get a little step stool, get right up in her face.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that... Gosh. I agree. I don't know. Was it you that said that when it comes decision day that Dave is going to say no? Yeah. I think that that's a high possibility. Mm. Or they do stay together, but then divorce afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They say they're going to stay together, but then they're not going to last.
Really? I have the most hope for them.
Really?
I think it's going to be too.
Keep it real. And they're older. So they know that like, your options are getting more limited as you get up there.
One of the things he said, and I think it was to his friend, is that he was saying that he doesn't want to be single. Like, he doesn't want to be single. I like being married. And he said at the mini moon, when they were doing the twisted arm champagne thing, that he's like, I might be falling in love with her. So that's why I'm thinking there might be hope. That's why I said it is a high probability, but they could definitely last. But I think that when it comes down to it, I don't know if they can make it like beyond this experiment.
I don't know why she would want to be with someone who makes her question so many things about herself and like not know where he stands, if he loves her or not.
Again, these might be unresolved issues. She might question this with every person that she dates. And so this is
so the experts need to say, let's have therapy one-on-one and let's get these issues, you know.
I don't think they vet people and their personal issues when they're casting for this show. And yeah, enough. Mm. As opposed to vetting them to see if they're compatible. Because you can be compatible all you want. But if you have personal issues that are stopping you from being in a relationship.
I think that's difficult, though. That's more difficult to vet that process. Just saying. I'm not saying.
It's a really short test. They have it in like Cosmo. They have it on the internet. And you can look it up and see if you have, like, just first off, do you have depression or anxiety? Are you anxious? Like, these are simple things you can have, like, get responses but then for.
Some people can check and lie. But
that's what I'm saying. And some people don't think. They're not realistic.
Or they don't know.
Guys, when you get if you reply to a job online, they ask you like 100 questions.
Yes, yeah. I've done that before.
And after a while, you're like, you start saying the questions. Oh, this, I think this is what they want me to say. And after a while, you're like, this is my answer. Uh-huh. Like, these are my answers.
Yeah.
If you do enough of that, you will get the truth. There needs to be a little bit more of that. Mm-hmm. So experts, we'll vet better.
We'll see.
I predict you won't, but I hope that you do.
I mean, this is the 7th season, so I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, this has been our episode. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in live chat. Sorry we started late. Not our fault. We had to get the whole episode in. But next week, it is just an hour. We did check ahead of time, so we'll be on time for the after show. And we should hopefully have a Hoopa panel. I've been your host, Lynn Gonzalez. And you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. And also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Felicia, where are you at?
What's up? Thank you guys so much for watching. It's Felicia Michelle. You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle. And you can find me on doing The Voice, our reality show channel at 10 o'clock covering The Voice.
Cool.
Yes. And I'm Shannon O'Connor. You can find me on Instagram at Shannikin_Skywalker or on Twitter at ShanOC.
Yeah. See you there. See you there or be square. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Peace.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.